Jesus and the Father are one. But Jesus answered them, My Father works hitherto, and I work. Therefore, the Jews sought more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead, and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judges no man but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which hath sent him. John chapter 5. 17-23 You judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father who sent me. It is also written in your law, that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. Then they said unto him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, saying, You do not know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should also have known my Father. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. John chapter 8, 16-20. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered Jesus, saying, For a good work we do not stone you, but we do, for blasphemy, and because that you being just a man, you make yourself God. John chapter 10, 27-33. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, You are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say you of him, whom the Father has sanctified, and sent into the world, you blasphemes because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, then do not believe me, but if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know, and believe, that the Father is in me, and I in him. John chapter 10, 34-38. The Father revealed through Jesus. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake, he that comes after me is preferred before me. For he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. John chapter 1 vs 14-18. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son, but the Father, neither knows any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Matthew chapter 11, 25-27 In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit, and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them unto babes, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father is, but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Luke chapter 10, 21-22 Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, And from henceforth you know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficient us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet have you not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how say you then, Show us the Father? John chapter 14:6-14 The Father acknowledged Jesus. Then came Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of you, and you come to me? Jesus answered, saying unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and, lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 3:13-17 And after 6 days Jesus took Peter, James, John, and brought them up into a high mountain apart from the rest of the disciples. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And, behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you will let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While Peter yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, save Jesus only. Matthew chapter 17:1-8 The Father gave commandments to Jesus. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, who are not of this fold, these also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. John chapter 10:14-18 Jesus cried and said, He that believes on me, believes not on me, but on the Father that sent me. And he that sees me sees him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hears my words, and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me, and does not receive my words, has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting, whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. John chapter 12:44-50 Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me, the Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. John chapter 8:28-29 Jesus fulfilled the will of the Father. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him to have power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know you the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self with the glory which I had with you before the world was. John chapter 17, 1-5. Then Jesus went with the disciples unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit here, while I go and pray yonder. And Jesus took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then Jesus said unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here and watch with me. And Jesus went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless not as I will, but as you will. And Jesus came unto the disciples, and found them asleep, and said unto Peter, What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done. And Jesus came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And Jesus left them, and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then Jesus came to his disciples, and said unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that does betray me. Matthew chapter 26, 36-46. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished and that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. John chapter 19, 28-30. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And the whole crowd who came together to that sight, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned. But all his acquaintances, and the women who followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. Luke chapter 23, 44-49. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. John chapter 20, 17. This is really important, you have to know this. Jesus made no effort to hide the truth, he and the Father are one. His words, his works, his will, his judgment, and even his death were in perfect alignment with the Father. He did not act independently, he spoke only what the Father commanded. Jesus revealed the Father fully, because he came from the Father, was sent by the Father, and returned to the Father. Anyone who has seen Jesus has seen the Father. Though men called it blasphemy, Jesus declared what no prophet before him ever dared to say, that he is the Son of God, not metaphorically, but in essence, power, and unity. Jesus laid down his life by the Father's command, fulfilled all righteousness, and accomplished the work given to him. And the Father bore witness, at his baptism, on the Mount of Transfiguration, and even through the miracles Jesus performed. Those who refused to believe his words were left without excuse, for the works confirmed them. In Gethsemane, Jesus submitted to the Father's will. On the cross, he finished the work. At death, he committed his spirit into the Father's hands. After rising, he returned to the one from whom he came. So let the one who reads these words understand this unshakable truth. To know Jesus is to know the Father. To reject him is to reject God. But to honor the Son is to honor the Father who sent him. There is no other way to the Father, none, but through Jesus Christ.